Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Chapter 1 Foundation says President Hichilema's rejection of CCTV bill shows respect for human rights. Police dismiss claims of ongoing recruitment. And in global news, Zelensky says US wants Russia and Ukraine to end war by June. With the Phoenix FM News. Chapter 1 Foundation has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for not assenting to the CCTV bill as reviewed by the Clerk of the National Assembly in Parliament. Organization Executive Director Josiah Kalala says this was a constitutionally responsible decision that reflected restraint, respect for due process, and recognition of the serious rights implications of surveillance legislation. He adds that the decision sets an important governance standard that should apply to all legislation in the country. Mr. Kalala notes in a statement that where a law risks overreach, constitutional safeguards must take precedence and necessary corrective measures should be undertaken before enactment. He has called on the President to order a comprehensive human rights-based review of four existing and proposed laws that affect fundamental rights and freedoms. Mr. Kalala further explains that this is a system-wide matter rather than a single bill issue and therefore requires a coordinated national response. He stresses that the goal should be to establish a legal framework that is constitutionally compliant, respectful of rights, accountable, and trusted by the public. President Hakainde Hichilema is expected to attend and deliver a keynote address at the Investing in African Mining Indaba 2026, scheduled to take place from 9th to 12th February 2026 in Cape Town, South Africa. Acting Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Rodney Skumba says the President will be accompanied by Mines and Minerals Development Minister Poka Osue and other senior government officials. Mr. Skumba notes that President Hichilema's participation underscores Zambia's renewed positioning at the center of Africa's evolving mining and investment landscape, as well as the government's commitment to leveraging the mining sector as a driver of economic growth, industrialization and sustainable development. He says in a statement that the President's attendance comes at a pivotal moment for Zambia's mining sector as the country continues to advance a comprehensive reform agenda focused on regulatory certainty, transparency, strengthened institutions and the deployment of game-changing mining technologies to unlock long-term growth. Mr. Skumba explains that these reforms have contributed to improve global investor confidence in Zambia's policy environment, governance, standards and commitment to predictable, rules-based engagement. He adds that on the sidelines of the conference, President Hichilema is expected to hold bilateral engagements with mining companies, institutional investors, development partners and fellow heads of state, as well as participate in high-level policy dialogues to strengthen cooperation and attract investment into Zambia's mining sector. The Zambia Police Service has refuted social media claims that the service is currently conducting a recruitment exercise calling them misleading. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says there is no recruitment exercise currently underway and has advised members of the public that the service will officially announce through recognized and credible media channels whenever recruitment is being conducted. Mr. Chilavi has clarified that during the recently concluded commanders' conference, the Zambia Police Service merely requested the recruitment of more officers in the future, and that the request did not mean that recruitment is currently taking place. He has cautioned members of the public of scammers whom he says may falsely claim to facilitate recruitment.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to categorically state that there is no recruitment exercise currently underway. Members of the public are advised that whenever recruitment is conducted, it will be officially announced through recognized and credible media channels. Further, we wish to clarify that during the recently concluded Commanders' Conference, the Zambia Police Service merely requested the recruitment of more officers in the future. This request did not mean that recruitment is currently taking place. Members of the public are strongly urged to be cautious of scammers who may falsely claim to facilitate recruitment.
Governance and development expert John Lijimu has commended the successful conclusion of 3-day state visit by Ghanaian President John Dramani Mahama. Mr. Lijimu says that the visit marks an important milestone in deepening Pan-African cooperation, strengthening bilateral relations, and advancing shared economic and social development aspirations between Zambia and Ghana. He emphasizes that the agreement reached to abolish visa requirements between Zambia and Ghana is a progressive step that will enhance the free movement of citizens, stimulate tourism, expand trade opportunities, and promote people-to-people solidarity consistent with the broader vision of African regional integration. Mr. Lijimu says the bilateral engagements and memoranda of understanding signed during the visit signal renewed commitment to cooperation in commerce, education, governance, and cultural exchange, areas that are central to inclusive growth and sustainable development. He believes strengthened diplomatic engagement between Lusaka and Accra positions Zambia to benefit from new investment pathways, knowledge exchange, and expanded continental partnerships.
The outcome of this state visit reinforces 3 key national opportunities for Zambia: economic expansion and trade diversification, whereby it has enhanced the improvement of bilateral frameworks that can unlock cross-border business collaboration and support Zambia's broader economic transformation agenda, regional integration, and African solidarity. The visa-free movement and structured cooperation will advance the ideals of the African Continental Free Trade Area and strengthen the South-to-South collaboration. But sadly, we do think that this particular visit has further on strengthened the diplomatic credibility and strategic partnership.
Zambia Sugar has assured over 1,000 former workers that all verified pension and the payments will be resolved for those who contributed to the Zambia National Provident Fund, ZNPF. The assurance followed a meeting at Lusumpuko Hall in Mazabuka that brought together National Pensions Authority, NAPSA, Zambia Sugar, and both former and current employees to address missing pension contributions. Zambia Sugar Corporate Affairs Director Eugene Chungu disclosed that the company has been setting outstanding pension claims on an ongoing basis, but acknowledged delays in processing caused by difficulties in retrieving archived records needed for claim validation. He attributed the backlog to the extensive archival search required to confirm individual entitlements, and emphasize that to accelerate validations, the company has engaged 30 interns and plans to recruit an additional 10 staff to provide further support. Mr. Chungu adds that close to 1,000 applicants have already been validated, and NAPSA will begin contacting validated claimants individually to advise them of their status with payments for eligible claimants due to commence next week and full validation scheduled for completion by March 2026.
It takes a lot of time, a lot of diverting of attention, but it's an important matter, as I've said, so it's all worth it. I mean, we have to devote the attention that we're devoting to it because it's an important matter. What we have